Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yo Bravs. Hey, I'm Ronnie. That's Ben. Look.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Good. We're still here together in the same house.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Because I'm here in Austin because we're doing a show in Austin tonight. So now Ronnie and I are here recording side by side, and we're also doing Crappens on Demand. So you see us, we're looking like Edith and Archie Bunker side by side.
Boy, the way they want to those were the days.
Welcome, everybody, to Watch What Crappens. Today is Summer House Day. We're very excited. Kyle, not fun.
No, not fun.
Oh, Kyle, always fun. I don't want to burden you guys with my problems. Since fucking when don't you burden us with your problems? That's what this show is you burdening us with your problems.
Literally every single episode, right? So before we get into Summer House, though, just a reminder. So we already talked about it. Tonight we do have a show in Austin, part of the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. So if you're in the area, definitely come to our show tonight. But also, like, buy a pass for the whole thing because there's, like, literally huge, hilarious, famous comedians all performing. So you don't just get us. You get lots of others.
You
so
also get Dana Carvey.
And David Spade. And others and such. But then tomorrow we go to Houston. And then the grand finale of our big magical mystery tour, the Hunky Dory 10-year anniversary tour, concludes on Thursday in Dallas, Texas. And we always have a rowdy Dallas, Texas crowd. We broke the single night bar record at the Texas Theater.
That is like your Oscar.
That is my Oscar. I tell that story wherever I can go. We broke that theater.
That is your fucking Pulitzer Prize.
That theater is like 90 years old. They arrested Lee Harvey Oswald there. It's part of American history. And we sold the most drinks ever there. Ooh. So we know our Dallas crowd can be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to ending the tour with a bang out there.
We're looking forward to getting our dick sucked at the roundup and knowing the boys that done it. So welcome to Summer House. Oh, this is also a very special day because this is the last day you have to listen to us shilling these live shows. This is it. This is the last day of live show announcements for this round until the next round. So thanks to everybody for supporting us and being around. Oh, yeah. Also, this you said it's on video. Also, our other video this week is Top Chef, and it's unhinged.
It's like so, nearly 2 hours long of us being like, yeah. Gail's a dinosaur.
go buy that one. And thanks for the support and everything. Our bonuses on Patreon this week will be road trip bonuses. We're going to be doing a lot of driving. So join us for those.
I do want to say one other thing. That our show tonight in Austin is we're recapping the season finale of Real Housewives of Orange County. So if you're like, wait a second, did they forget to do the season finale? No, we're doing it tonight for the live show. That's it.
Well, the season would definitely deserve that. But it's a really fun finale, so we're excited to do it. Okay, so let's do Summer. Wasn't that believable? It's a really fun finale. We
are going on to about day six of having that damn song stuck in our heads. Ronnie and I have been singing it all over his house.
I do whatever I want, whatever I want, whenever I want to.
And I choose you, Alfredo.
Okay, now on to Summer House. So a lot of previouslys, really, really a lot of waspy angst in the Hamptons, a lot of overage people drinking too. You know, we're
waspy
there.
Angst. Like these, it's just crazy to think that half of this cast is going to look like Judy Woodruff at some point in their life. It's like, how are they going to get there? But they will. They will.
Every time they do previouslys on this show, I just think, but why? Why though?
So previously, Amanda tried to drag Lindsay down into her, you know, pit of despair by pulling her aside at this winery to be like, are you okay? Or sorry, that was Lindsay asking herself, are you okay? Amanda would be like, Kyle, Lindsay, are you okay? because Lindsay's been going from guy to guy to guy. And I understand Amanda was just trying to be like, I just want to make sure this is not, you know, trying to compensate for like the immense tragedy you experienced at the top of the summer. But also, it's not any different from what Lindsay did any other single Lindsay
every summer. Every other summer. I disagree with you about Amanda. I think Amanda's being a cold, evil, calculating little biatch. She's friends with all the popular girls who all hate Lindsay, and they're always trying to bring Lindsay down. And I think Amanda's just, doing the Amanda version of telling you off and making you feel like crap. Like, why aren't you crying? I mean, why? You almost had a family, Lindsay. Like, who says that? Mm-hmm. That's so shitty. And then Kyle one-ups it in this
Kyle
episode,
does one-up
which,
it.
Wow.
But, you know,
you two are perfect for each other. Have fun.
Is there maybe a happy or medium between both of our takes, which is that, like, Amanda, maybe her going over to check in on Lindsay was not done with the purest of intentions, which I believe is probably a fair take. I think that's a fair take. But, like, it's one of those things where she is busying herself with something she doesn't have to busy herself with. Like, she doesn't have to do this. Like, this
right,
this,
but
this
you're
insincere
talking,
check-in.
You know, like, when everybody in your group is talking shit about one person, and then when everyone's together, the person that confronts them is like, well, blah, 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 blah. And they're, like, the hero because they're the one that, like, goes after the person. That's what Amanda's doing, but she's doing it in, like, the passive-aggressive way of like, but I care about you. When have you shown any fucking signs of caring about Lindsay? When? Name one.
I think also Amanda likes being the representative for people. So what she was hoping was that Lindsay would say, well, actually, it's actually been really hard and I'm just going through a lot. I'm just trying to find happiness. So that way Amanda can go back to everyone and be like, guys, take it easy on her. She's going through a lot. She likes to be an ambassador.
And the mom. People, she's like kind of the fixer, the mom.
She likes to be like, Kyle. That way she can berate Kyle, but then tell everyone else, like, he's just going through a lot. She likes that role, and I think she was trying to get that from Lindsay.
Yeah, but it's like someone you don't like and you've been going against for years. So, like, shut up, Amanda, okay? And you know about, like, finding a happy medium? I hate middle roads. I hate middle grounds. I like being high on the top or down at the bottom where the fucking soda machine is, you know?
Do you want Patricia Arquette to be sad? Is that what you're saying? You don't like a happy medium?
God, you see, that would have killed medium if she was a happy medium. The point is, she's an alcoholic person with major problems. That's why, you know, you have to have someone like Patricia Arquette. You cannot have a happy medium, okay?
What if Patricia Arquette were on Summer House?
Yeah.
Just randomly, like at this current age. Just
I mean, talk
cast.
About staying in the bed all day. You know she would, too. It's like the most depressed.
She would have so many speeches about doing dishes. She'd be like, guys, we need to do the dishes. This is more than you. It's more than me. This is our earth. We're not going to have it like this. We have to, like, God.
She is super actory. It would be funny. She would be like that in any job. Like, ma'am, you don't have your receipt. And when you don't have your receipt and you come into the store, you take what I've strived for my entire life. You not only throw it in my face, but in the face of every actual. It's like, man, this is a Marshalls, okay? Can I return the fucking shirt?
Okay, we get it. You were in Beyond Rangoon.
I still say Beyond Rangoon all the time. I'm like, it is Beyond Rangoon in here. I feel like someone turned on the washing machine. It's Beyond Rangoon.
I feel like I was the only person who ever saw it. Did you see it?
No, I just remember the movie posters, and I was like, what a name.
She
Beyond
was like,
Rangoon.
It's like, white lady goes Beyond Rangoon. It's like, look at the world outside of California.
Hey, you, were you out running or something? You are Beyond Rangoon. Okay, so we start where we left off. This is going to be 10 hours of nonsense, by the way, just to warn you. So we're going to start where we left off with Amanda trying to care about Lindsay and Lindsay not having it at all.
Bueller, stop licking me. Bueller just snuck in a lick on my hand.
He's like, hey, you remember I'm here? So Lindsay's like, yeah, but I've always done this my whole life. Like, I've always put my heart first. I've always dove into the deep end of first. I've always gotten taco contracts of first.
You don't get pizza beach by diving into the deep end. Although I guess beach inherently is actually more of a shallow end. But yeah.
But if this is what you want, to give 100% of your heart to different men. And Lindsay's like, yeah, Yes. Yes. That's what I want to do. Lindsay is basically like, I'm a Costco sampler of heart. Okay. I don't care who it is. They're going to get the same size piece of my heart every time they pass the freezer section. That's it.
Yeah. She is like a Janis Joplin song. And she basically like, she like lives to be heartbroken. Like when Amanda's like, I mean, if you want to be like, I'm sorry. I always do my Lindsay instead of my Amanda. If you want to be heartbroken, yes. And meet someone new, yes. Like, Lindsay lives to be heartbroken. She loves it.
Yeah, she's like, what's your fucking problem? She's like, yeah, if you want to keep cycling through different men, giving them pieces of you until you're just a pile of bad extensions and dried up empty rosé bottles. Lindsay's like, yes! That is how I want to die, you know?
But then Amanda has this weird bullshit that I feel like, this thing, I was like, what are you talking about, Amanda? She goes, but if every person that you love, you give a little bit of your heart to, and then you find that person that you meet for the rest of your life, it's like, how much of your heart do you have left to give? It's like, okay, Amanda, stop projecting your issues onto Lindsay. Like, that's bullshit. If you meet the person that you're with, you're gonna feel it. A lot of people would argue that it's not that you're giving your heart away, it's that you're actually refining your taste.
It's not a cake.
Yeah.
There's not only a certain amount. Like, you don't eat 5 pieces of the cake and there's only 1 piece of the 6-piece cake left.
You're gathering recipes, actually.
Yes.
You're gathering recipes and you're like, okay, so this is the cake that I want.
Your heart is flour. You can always go out and get more, okay? There's always more where that came from.
Yeah, but I think that, like, Amanda needs to have that monologue because she's basically, I feel like Amanda's really only, like, Kyle's, like, been her only main boyfriend, right? Or maybe she's had someone, but that's been, like, a long-term thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Amanda met Kyle when she was, like, 22 or something like that, or 23.
She was, like, 6 when she started this show. Like, how long has this been on? I feel like I've seen these people, I feel like I've seen them, like, mature and grow up. Well, yeah. Actually, no, they haven't matured or grown up. But they've gotten older. I've seen them age.
And the thing is that, like, I think Amanda needed that monologue to sort of reassure herself that, like, it's okay that she's stuck with Kyle all this time because that means that she's, like, giving him all her heart.
Yeah. And Lindsay's like, yeah, but how big is my heart? And Amanda goes, how big is it now, Lindsay? And she goes, it's huge.
It's huge. So then,
that's what I mean, Amanda. Like, well, how big is it now, Lindsay? Like, what are you saying? Like, she's lost. Like, she's dead inside. Shut up, Amanda.
What a cynical view to say. Like, you're like every person that you fall for is going to, like, take away your capacity to love other people.
Well, I will say this. Like, you know, I'm very anti Amanda in this episode, but I will, just to flip flop, because, you know, I love a good flip flop. I get what she's saying as far as, like, every relationship you're in, you build a little callus, I guess I would say. So, like, not a callus, if they're not good, you know, like, every bad relationship you're in makes you maybe a little bit more cynical and to the point where you can just have a calloused, completely calloused heart.
Not Lindsay.
But the thing is, like, who are you to say that? I know that for myself, but, like, for Lindsay...
Lindsay's the other Lindsay way. Lindsay is becomes the person more raw. Lindsay
is the scab. You know what I mean? That turns into the callus.
She's become more raw as she's gone through shittier and shittier relationships. She's like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't want to waste my time anymore. So I'm just going to give, like, this is 100% me. And you, like, take it or leave it. Now, that being said, like, in one way, I actually really applaud Lindsay for saying, this is who I am. This is exactly what I want. And later on, she says, the right guy will see that and will want to stay for that, which I think is totally right. But that being said, I do think that the right guy might have a few screws loose because, like,
well, yeah,
because it's still like, I am totally down for not wasting time. But I also think that there's, like, something to be said. Like, I respect the values of someone who actually, like, is, like, thinks of maybe defending themselves a little bit. If that makes, you know what I'm saying?
You mean the guys?
Well, meaning that, like, I don't know if, like, I personally think someone who just is, like, just fully just all in 100% right off the bat, I think that is a bit much, personally. I respect why she's doing it. Yeah, because
it's like, and I've said this before, but it's like they're not even into you. Like, someone like Lindsay is just like, if you...
They're into the idea of you.
If you follow the actual rules, like, she's more into the behavioral part of it. It's not like she's looking for someone that she likes or someone that would be right for her or who's... She doesn't even care about their personality or their likes or what they do or even their fucking name. She only cares that it's a person... Who who's buying, yeah. you know, getting dinner or doing whatever her rules are, you know? And then, yeah. like, how are you going to find love that way?
Like,
know?
I personally think the way it should be is that you say, this is who I am, and I'm not going to play games. I'm not doing the thing. Like, if I want to text you, I will text you. I'm not, if you're not communicating back to me, I'm not going to waste any time. I think that's great. That's what you should do. But I think the diving in and, like, having certain expectations of people, like, right off the bat, of like as if you're in a long-term relationship when you've only just met, is a little crazy. But then again, if it works, it works. Who am I to judge?
But it doesn't. That's the point. But see, this is the thing. Like, we're trying to apply logic to a logical situation. Like, you're trying, it's like we're trying to figure Lindsay out. You're not going to figure Lindsay out, okay?
She's trying to shoot the moon.
Well, I guess Sudokus do make sense. What do you just not make ever figure out? It's like everything in my... She's like an IKEA furniture piece that you buy and you try to put together. Like, you just try and sit there and figure it out for hours and hours and hours. And then guess what? You can spend 5 days on putting that fucking dresser together. It's still going to wobble. No one knows why. Someone made it right one time, but it's still wobbling at your house.
Yeah.
That's Lindsay.
I think that's
still wobbly dresser from my... She's a flurg. That's it.
Well, anyway, so Lindsay's like, I've been going to therapy every single week, and, like, I've been doing everything I can do to work on my internal self, and then, like, stand in front of the door, and then, like, when the universe opens that door, I'm ready to walk in through that door and then knock it over and then, like, sort of fuck up what's on the other side of that door.
I will be standing in front of the door when the universe opens it. And when the universe opens it, they're going to find me fucking somebody and demanding sandwiches behind that door. And that is how it's going to be.
So Amanda's like, well, from an outsider's perspective, which is funny because she's not an outsider, it's not that what Lindsay thinks it is, because, like, crying and getting disappointed with all these people doesn't sound like fun to me. I'm like, you know what else doesn't sound like fun to me? Like, crying and getting disappointed with your fiance.
Yes. It's much more stable to cry every day over being disappointed by one person instead of multiple people. I just, have you watched your life? Because it's on TV. You can actually subscribe to your own life on television. It'll show up every week.
Yeah. Okay. And Lindsay's like, I felt more like myself this summer than any other summer. And yes, like, maybe Ahmed might hurt me tomorrow. I don't know, but I am strong enough to handle it and yell at him on a phone, okay?
So then we cut to Paige and Andrea having a very deep conversation about their super deep relationship that they had. This is like total two-model conversation. Yeah. So Paige is like, look, I don't want to fight with a hot person, okay? I just think I, like, for a moment, I was like, wow, I'm being used. But you know what? Your pores are so small, and they could have been mine.
Oh, thank you. The best compliment I could have gotten in something small. You know me, and you know, I want to put myself in other people's shoes, you know, and I completely understand what you're saying, and I completely understand your disappointment. It was the worst thing to find out that way, and the truth is, my first reaction was, when we walked in the house, I was happy to see you. I was so happy, so, so happy, and then I was going through this weird moment, you know, when you're really hot, but you can't get a girl. It is so weird for me.
I'm so fragile. People don't understand.
And
fragile.
Yeah, fragile. And he's like, I just don't want to ruin things with you. And she's like, nothing is ruined. That will come with age and calories. Okay? But right now you're still hot. Everything's great between us. So everybody comes back to the table and they're like, are we interrupting? And she's like, no, you're not interrupting anything that's keeping my attention. So, you know, it's just in that moment I was like, this could be about me and it's not about me. And this hot person should be talking about me. So I made it about me. Welcome back to the table.
All right, well, let's have, like, one last little toast to Maya and the rest of the group. Like, this has been a really nice little winery day. Like, no one's cried. Well, sort of. Just kidding. Oh, people have cried and discussed some things, but we got somewhere. We're having a good day. So, everyone put your weight on me. Thanks so much.
All right, so, LaCorey Haim, everybody. LaCorey Haim.
So, Paige goes inside. They're back home, and Paige, of course, goes inside without helping with jack shit.
Nothing.
You know, nothing. Lazy ass Paige. Even Sierra's helping. I mean, listen, your partner in crime is even helping carry things in. And Sierra's like, wait a minute, Paige, you're not carrying anything. Well, she's like, well, buddy, what the fuck are you doing? Why would you be carrying anything, idiot? Well,
but Paige gets cosmic justice because she walks through the door and she's like sashaying through, so her finger strikes the door frame by accident and she's like, ah. So it's the first time I feel like we've seen Paige actually hurt herself, and like she reacts exactly how you expect.
Well, it can't be good to hurt yourself with Paige's hands. She's got those. That's one thing I remember from season one. And I think it was like bad green screening too, but she was like moving yeah. her hands in the green screen.
I forgot about that.
And it looked like her fingers were all twisty dyes. They were just like really thin string fingers. So.
Oh, I love those little, little fingers. Oh, small little baby Paige. Little tiny little Paige.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Danielle's still trying to make a decision on Charleston. She's like, you know, I know that Rob really wants to move to Charleston, and I just want to make all these decisions with each other in mind instead of like just ourselves in mind. But blah, 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 blah. I'm like, FF.
I know. She's like, basically, okay. Bravo, can you guarantee me a spot on Southern Charm? Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to Charleston. Okay. They're basically joining your two shows. So you're going to Charleston, or you're going to be arriving at whatever Charleston house they're renting for the 2 months of filming.
I know.
Late on a train from work.
Maybe okay. There'll be like a Hilton Head version of Summer House.
Probably. I think yeah. That's where they're heading. I mean, it seems like it, right?
Yeah. So then Amanda is asking Paige about Andrea. I don't even remember what she's asking Paige about, but Paige is like, you know, I know who he is as a person and like who he is at his core. So it's like really hard to get mad at him because, again, he's a model and we don't get mad at models in this house.
Yeah. I mean, with models, you literally just turn the next page. So Maya's in bed talking to Lindsay, and Maya's like, I want to stay home. I don't even want to go out. And Lindsay's like, no, we're going out because we're friends now, because we're like fucking similar people, so you better come out now.
Like the first time ever that Lindsay has shown interest in ever hanging out with Maya. But like literally, it was like a few weeks ago where Maya's like, are you going out?
Yeah, but you can't come. Yeah. And now she's like, oh, is it like your guy and my guy are like friends, so let's go out together.
Yeah. Out. So she's like, let's go to Montauk. And Maya's like, what's in Montauk, Lindsay? A person, maybe? And she's like, no, I don't even know where Ahmed even is. Bloop, 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 bloop. Ahmed is on 1st and Montauk Senior Street. You know her ass is already in his iCloud.
Yeah, she's like, I don't even know where he is. Like, I keep calling him, and like, I was like, I'm so confused. Like, where are you? And I keep calling and calling and calling and being like, you're not answering and you're not calling me. Like, Lindsay, this is where you need to, like, this is the part of like you being 100% you don't need to necessarily do in the first week of knowing someone.
Well, that's when someone's like, well, I'm just being myself. That's crazy. Don't be yourself. Be less yourself. Listen. I don't want to be myself around whoever the person is, okay? I want to be better. Like, I don't want to be like this. Don't be yourself. One thing I've learned, do not be yourself all the time, okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's okay to, like, pretend you're better.
Yeah, I think, Lindsay's view of take me as I am implies that there will be no further growth. And so I think that we do still need to work on some things, Lindsay, that are outside the, like, just, like, not being obsessive with phone calls and being so deeply insecure.
Yeah, because that's not just who you are. That's, like, behaviorally crazy.
That's saying, you know? Like, I want someone who, like, is down with me being, like, obsessive.
Yeah.
And that's not going to attract maybe the best sort of person.
Yeah. So, by the way, Maya has Jif peanut butter on her nightstand, which you got to love Maya, you know? Yeah. I mean, I love really everything about Maya so far.
I wish you could say you loved her cookies, but we're not there yet.
One day, you know, one day.
I was hoping that they might arrive today while I'm here, but
oh no, I've got the letter, like, I think it's like their third email where she's like, not her, but whoever's working with her, probably her, I would guess. Who knows? Kwame is over, like, there, like, writing the form email.
Someone, like, it's like Maya, like, in a mustache and like and like glasses, like, my name is Flya.
Yeah, or they were like, we're hoping, thank you so much for your patience, we're hoping to go into production for your cookies soon. And that was the last email I got. And then I saw she did some interview where she was saying, yeah, I mean, people are just so excited about the cookies now. You know, I've always wanted to have, like, cookie drops where you're just, like, planning for the cookies and then the cookies drop and people are like, oh my God, there's a new cookie drop.
Yeah, it's called sending your cookies out. That's how you drop your cookies.
Yeah.
That's... It's called when you buy cookies, yes, you mail them out.
You drop them at the mail place.
You drop the batter onto the sheet pan and you bake them. Because you could have made so many cookies by now.
You could have made a lot, derpan, derpan, okay, with your band drops.
Yeah.
There's a nice, fresh, on, new Maya. Modern band for you.
Maya, reference. Japan. Listen, Maya, we love you. We love you on the show, but like this needs to, we need to love you. We need to have 100% dedication to our love, and this is really working against that.
Yeah, it's over. The cookie dream is over. It's
cookie
dead.
Dream is over.
And I'm fine with it. Yeah. You know, I'm fine. I'll just make my own terrible cookies. Okay. So Lindsay calls Ahmed, of course. I think does she call him or does he call
him? Yeah, no, she calls him. And so she calls him and he answers. He's like, hey, baby, how are you? And Lindsay's like, I'm good. How are you? Because she's like confused that he answered. She's almost like upset that he answered. And she's like, oh, I'm here with Maya. Say hi to her, Maya. Listen, I'm trying to figure out like what Danielle and I are doing. And like, we might come to Montauk to hang out with our friends, but like, you seem to be busy with your friends, so
He's like, you know, I'm just hanging with my boys. And she's like,
No, you said you were gonna hang with your boys today.
It is today, Lindsay. You are living in today. Okay? If he told you this yesterday, then today is today. Do you understand how that works? She's like, but the sun went down and it's not day anymore. How dare you fuck with me? You want a piece of me? You're not gonna get a piece of me. I will not be treated like this. I'm like, oh my god. That,
to be fair, Ahmed's a piece of shit, which is what you're gonna attract, by the way.
How is he a piece of shit? Because, what's he doing?
No, I'll tell you why. Because he goes, oh, well, that's why I'm asking you what you're doing later. It's like, actually, you're asking her only because she reached out to you. You didn't reach out to her to ask her. So that's, I don't like that kind of like sneakiness where he's acting like he's actually being, you know, an active person in this fucked up relationship, because he actually is not. He's now just trying to cover his tracks, and he's trying to almost make her feel like she's the crazy person.
She is the crazy person.
She is the crazy person, but not in that area. Like, he did not reach out to her. I know.
Why would he? She said, what are you doing tomorrow? He said, I'm going to hang out with my friends. And she calls the next day going, well, why did you call me? You said you were going to hang out with them tomorrow, and it's...
Yeah, but now he's acting
now like... Now tomorrow's over because it's nighttime, so you should now be calling
me. But now he's acting like, oh, but I did reach out to you. So, like, he's lying. Like, he should have just been like, no, I said today was Saturday's for the boys. Oh. And he should have just been like, yeah, no, I always said it was for the boys. I'm sorry, there was a misunderstanding. He was like, oh, no, but that's why I asked you what you're doing tonight. It's like, no, you didn't. She called you, and then you said that.
I didn't write that note down, so as far as I'm concerned, it didn't even happen. It didn't
exist.
So that reality is not part of mine.
Listen, okay? They're both toxic, but that's the problem. Lindsay's always going to invite a toxic person to her life.
So he's like, well, okay, Lindsay, is there a plan for the night? And she's like, I'm looking to you to help me find a plan. And he's like, what? My plan is that I'm just going to eat with my friends. And she's like, oh, so your plan is not to see me because you're busy. Got it. Thank you. You're very obvious, okay? I'm way too old for this shit. Goodbye.
And then she just hangs up on him and she's like, I'm not the one you want to fuck with. Which is true. Although it's funny because that's actually exactly what she's looking for. So then Carl's like, the ongoing saga of Carl and Postmates this season. He's like, hey guys, I'm going to call, get dinner and everything. Oh, look, the guy's getting our food. She'll be here in 20 minutes, guys. 20 minutes, guys.
Carl has that pride when he orders the food. You know, like where you act like you cooked it. Like, guys, got dinner, guys. It's like the DJ who's like put together the playlist for the wedding or whatever. And they're like, yeah, you guys like the Shania Twain song? That was me.
Yeah.
That was me. Like, you are not Shania Twain, okay? You pressed play on a thing.
Carl definitely gets some joy out of, like, walking down a hallway and then doing a, hey, sorry to interrupt. I was putting together a Postmates order. Like, is there anything you want? Like, we're going to Domingo's. Yeah. You want it? Yeah? Okay, cool. You don't have to. They're like, oh, yeah, I was just figuring, like, you want salad or something? We can share. Yeah, cool. All right, I'll put it down.
Yeah, guys. Food is coming. Yeah. Food is coming, guys.
Who's on the way, guys? Yeah.
So they're all sitting around in the living room, and Sierra tells Alex, wow, look at those thighs. And he's like, thanks. Never skip a leg day. So, Andrea... boobs or butts? It's like, oh, wow, Alex, I can't believe they cut you out of this season. I can't believe it.
Which is, I think that was like his only two lines of the episode. And thank God, because like, I don't think the promise of Alex has come to fruition. And we were, for a moment there, we started to miss him because it just felt so unjust that he was actually there and they cut him out. And so then I was like, oh, Alex, he's just a misunderstood former nerd who got muscles. And now I'm like, no, he just doesn't have a personality.
No, he sucks. That's his personality, to like be in a room of women and go, hey, do you like boobs or butt? Like, that's who he is. So, and he goes, oh, or face. And Paige is like, wow, you just realized that face is an option. So that's great. I like that he added and face so he doesn't sound insensitive, you know? He's like, yeah. Or face. Would you like face?
And Andre goes, I love fucking boobs. But face is important. Face is important. Oh, Lexi has such a face and such boobs. Oh, Lexi.
Did you notice that they cut to Paige's face and the music just went, doink. And he said, boobs. It cut to Paige and it went, boink. And she's like, So food delivered.
Hey, y'all.
And Postmates. Carl doesn't just answer the door. He does like a whole like, wait outside for me, Postmates. I'm going to come outside. Okay, guys, yeah. I'm going to be walking through the door right now. Guys, walking through the door. Oh my God, hey, they're missing me right now. Guys, you got it? You got it? Okay.
Postmates is coming, guys. Hey, everyone. Postmates here. I'm just going to go meet him out in the driveway, guys. I'm in the driveway. Okay. Hey, how's it going, man? Yeah. Hey, thanks for help. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Looks like we got it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know it's hard to find. It's a hard to find address. But you found it. Yeah. Happens all the time. Okay. Have a great night, man. Yeah. You too. All right. Bye.
So then he comes back in. He's like, oh, just Bruce Lee'd the door open with the food. Got the food, guys.
Hey, if everyone excuse me, I'm just going to do a lap through the hallways. Hey, Sierra. Yeah, you look great, by the way. Postmates here. Yeah.
Postmates.
Yeah, Postmates.
So then Kyle dances around in a wig, wasted. I mean, Kyle's exhausting at this point. I'm literally exhausted.
Okay. By the way, I'm sorry to interrupt. When Carl walked in with the food, like, oh, Postmates is here. You just hear a man in the background go, Kyle! It's like anything sets it off.
Let's see. Maya's like, oh my God, guys, guess what? I'm going out. They convinced me to go out. Kyle just convinced me to go out. Well, I'm going to go out because Kyle's like, you're coming, bitch. We're going out. You're going to come with me in pink wig. Get to the fucking bar. This is how we have fun. Sorry, I'm manspreading.
No, you weren't in my area.
And so she's like, wow, guys, I'm going out. Someone talked me into it, which I guess Maya just wants to be talked into things. Like, that's her love language, is like being convinced.
Because earlier in the season, she had, you know, obviously it triggered her a lot when she wasn't being invited to things. Although now we're seeing her get invited to things and she just doesn't want to go.
She wants to be convinced. Yeah. You know, so like she's with Oliver and she's like, well, I don't know about all. She wants Oliver to convince her, you know, so which I get.
That's all you have to do to get your cookies. You just have to be like, come on.
But I won't, because I know convincers. I see your love language, and I'm not feeding into that bullshit, okay? This is how the Lindsay should be. Now, this is being yourself. I will not speak your love language, because you're not speaking mine. You speak my love language first, which is cookies, and then I will convince you that your cookies are good enough. Do you see how that works?
So then Paige is going to stay in, because she apparently only goes out if Craig is there. And so then Craig FaceTimes her, and he's like, hi, how's it going? She's like, hey, how are you? Good, how are you? Good, how are you? It's like, we were watching a movie, and everyone went out because they're animals. Oh, my God, that's so cool. I want a bunch all on the wall.
So when you say she'll only go out if Craig is there, is that something she said?
Yeah. Well, no, they were razzing her about it, because she's like, I think I'm going to stay in tonight. They're like, oh, well, if Craig were here, you'd go out. You always go out when Craig's here. And she goes, well, I'm sorry if I like Craig more than you guys.
Oh, okay. So then the late night, I'm like, I need to know every detail of the show, even though I've got 10 pages of notes on it. But I'm like, did that happen?
It did happen, actually.
I don't agree with that. I don't like that. I don't like that she's like that.
It was a scene that happened prior to the Postmates.
So late night return as usual, and Danielle's like, Lindsay, why don't you just sleep with me? And she goes, really? Funny that you say that, because I'm planning on doing that anyway. Just wasted. They're just wasted. And Lindsay's doing that little baby scream voice thing.
Yeah. So then, now it's the next morning. They're all waking up, and Lindsay is, like, taking over breakfast duties, and so she's like, all right, well, we don't have bacon, but I can make breakfast sandwiches. For some reason, I'm, like, very scared of a Lindsay Hubbard breakfast sandwich. I feel like it's just gonna be, like, bread and, like...
Her like phone number. It's a post-it on the inside with her fucking phone number. Okay, that's what it is. I made you a sandwich and you still didn't call me. Also, every time they cut to Alex, the editors are hilarious because everybody's giving them so much shit about just cutting Alex out, and then they put him back in and they just keep cutting to Alex. And every time they do, he's standing in front of the mirror like,
staring at his muscles like, yeah.
Oh, he's really terrible.
Looking at himself, like flexing his boobs.
So also the editors are now starting to plant the seeds of the Carl and Lindsay romance, because Carl and Lindsay, Lindsay's like, should we sit in the breakfast nook that we never use? And these people are monsters. They have this big, beautiful circular table. They never sit in it, in a bay window. So they sit in it, and then they're like bonding over their breakfast sandwiches. And Carl's like, so, oh, Lindsay, do you always sleep in Danielle's bed? She's like, no. And he's like, oh, I was literally surprised to not see you in your bed this morning. Like, I don't know why. I just, like, walked by and I was like, whoa, Lindsay's not in her bed. I'm like, whoa, I'm literally surprised right now. Like, look at my face. This is my surprise face.
And they just stare at each other, smiling. They're like, oh my God, this is the new romance. Why is everybody acting like they haven't seen this before? Everyone online seems to be like, wow, Carl and Lindsay, this is amazing. What a relationship. I ship them. Do you not watch this show? We just saw that. What was it, last season or like two seasons ago? We've seen this already. It's a disaster. Yeah. Okay. It's a disaster.
Although they're still going strong after this. Like, they're on to like 6 months now, which is a record for both of them.
It's pretty good, but yeah. it's just not something new. Everyone's like, oh my God, this is crazy. Carl and Lindsay, we saw it. It ended very badly on a rooftop patio that Carl still loves to use when his mom's in town.
Well, you know, Lindsay's my best friend and I support her and I want her to be happy, and I give her a lot of credit for trying to date and put herself out there, because it's not easy. But I also noticed that, like, they're probably not, like, the right guys.
And then it just cuts to them staring at each other. Dun, 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 dun.
I'm the right guy.
So then Amanda comes into the girls' room and,
No, she walks into the kitchen. Yeah. And Paige and Sierra both go at the same time. Wow. Why do you look so pretty?
Why are you so pretty right now?
Why are you pretty? Why are you so pretty? Why are you so pretty? She goes, I wash my face. And Alice goes, that's the secret. And ground turkey.
Oh. So then later, Paige is like in a full-on outfit. Sierra's like, wow, you came in an outfit. She goes, yeah, I was in the mood for like an outfit. It's like a bikini top thing and pants or whatever. And so Sierra's doing this like half-assed wipe down of the coffee table, probably because she just spilled something.
It was already clean, let's be honest.
Yeah, so she just kind of does like a wipe on the coffee table. And she goes, I haven't even showered yet. I'm having like an out-of-body experience right now. She goes, why? Because you're cleaning? She's like, yeah. And then you look down and there's a paper towel on the floor. I was like, that is the kind of cleaning I would expect from Sierra and Paige. Just like, cleaned it, throw the paper towel on the ground.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you, we're doing this like Access Hollywood thing on Wednesday, and you're going to be like one of the models. And like, it's funny, I've always wanted to host and talk about clothes because I feel like it's like the only thing that I, and then like Danielle just sits down and ruins whatever Paige's like fashion moment she was about to have that she was going to share.
Yeah.
But basically, Paige is going to go on to Access Hollywood, you know, and then Sierra's going to be her model. And so that's something we have to look forward to later in the episode.
Yes. So then Sierra has her like, I'm breaking down because I don't know what to do with my life. So then Kyle and Amanda are talking and Kyle's like in the closet.
I'm sorry. I just want to say, Sierra's talking about she's feeling all like with the nursing. She's not sure what she's having an existential, you know, crisis, the quarter life crisis. And I love Danielle's advice. Ultimately, Danielle goes, well, look, just model and make money doing that, and then you'll figure out what to do. I love that. Just like, oh, just,
you know, she's just a model. Yeah, she's already modeling. She's like, it's not like you have to do something
You'll just model.
You're on a TV show and you're a model, so just do that.
She's but like, already it's just a guaranteed model. But it's I don't know. I just thought it was funny. Like,
because she's already a model, Sierra, right?
Yeah, but I just feel like just nothing model. In life is guaranteed, okay? You don't just like go, even for models, you don't just go out and model, you know?
No, you gotta have a renter behind you. Just kidding. Okay, so let's see. Kyle's depositing checks, and he's like, distributors are old school, you still have to deposit checks, all right? And Amanda's like, can I have some money? He's like, not until I leave you for a younger model, all right?
And they're waiting on a florist to send centerpieces.
No, only until I leave you. Sorry, that doesn't make sense with the prenup. Sorry, still doesn't make much. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I wrote down this note like, ugh, this is so stupid. Why did I write this down? Waiting on a florist to send centerpieces. Little did I realize it would be the centerpiece of a drama. So so he's saying how he doesn't want to leave anything for the last minute for this wedding, you know? And he's like, he goes, I mean, we're less than a month out. And guess what Amanda says? 28 days. We get it. 28 days.
And he's like, yeah, but my investor said the word prenup. I have to do prenup. And she's like, but you know what? Like, I have to talk to my dad because, like, I don't know how much money I have in my account right now. But then there's, like, all these other accounts, and I don't know how much is there. Like, are you going to talk to my parents, guys?
And so he's obviously not looking forward to it. And he's like, Amanda doesn't even do her own taxes. She doesn't have a business bone in her body. And like, I know she's going to get her dad involved, and I don't want to look unprepared. I kind of don't like that shaming. What?
Oh, yeah. No, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was going to say that shaming. Like, she doesn't have a, just because she doesn't do her taxes, she doesn't have a business bone in her body. I mean, like, you know, she sent her taxes off to an accountant. Well, I guess she sends it to her dad's
dad account. Does. Yeah, her dad does it. But this is the first time that I was like, oh, wait, because I feel like the narrative has been like, Kyle's rich. Kyle drives all these fancy cars. Kyle gets this like giant penthouse apartment. I don't know if it's a penthouse, but gorgeous apartment in New York.
Yeah.
I've always kind of seen the narrative as like, Kyle's rich. And so that's why Amanda puts up with his crap. But now I'm thinking, wait a minute. Is it reverse? Is Amanda just loaded? Because they talk about trusts and stuff like that later, and she's got these accounts. It's like, this is rich people shit who are just like, oh, I just have accounts. I don't know how much are in them. Like, you have to talk to my dad about it, Kyle. Like, yeah. I don't even want to deal with that. This is the first time I was like, oh, she's the rich one, and he's been putting off the prenup, and now he's acting like he wants to get the prenup to save face, but it's really her family who's making them get a prenup. And I'll bet you anything that's what's happening, because her dad is not an idiot. And he, at the end, they even splice in Kyle saying, well, every investor is telling me I should get a prenup, but it's the same exact tone and everything that he said before, and you don't see his face when he says it. And I don't think Kyle ever asked for that prenup. I think that the dad's making them get
a prenup. I think Amanda, we've been saying it for a few weeks now, Amanda has actually more to lose than Kyle, so I think she should get that prenup for sure.
Well, I think she should, but I never looked at it as like, oh, she's the one who wants the prenup, really, but they're doing this so Kyle can save face. That's just my conspiracy theory. I have no idea if it's true, but now it makes sense, because Amanda's dad is not going to let her marry Kyle without a prenup. Yeah. After seeing her dad later in this episode, I'm like, there's no way that's going to happen.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Meanwhile, while they're having this conversation upstairs, downstairs, Lindsay and Carl are playing patty cake, and they're like really into it. They're like, and you just hear Lindsay going, she's like making all these, the two of them together.
So they leave the Hamptons, and only, you know, one of these cast members can do something on every day of the week. So here we go. Monday is Lindsay and Carl's time to do something together. And she's like, one of you get a hanging plant? And he's like, I could put it up on a high shelf because, like, water it won't be too hard because it could, like, hang, and I'm tall.
Oh, my God, I think I'm in love.
Just Bruce Lee that plant. Just Bruce Lee it. That's how tall I am.
Hey, y'all. I just ordered some Postmates for this plant. Does anyone want in on this order or no?
So then,
hey, plant, do you want to come live with me alone, or do you want to come live with me with some plant mates?
Hey, listen. So apparently I just killed a bunch of plants because I only water them once a week. Because, you know, I just want to take it slow. So only doing a little bit of watering.
So then Paige and Sierra arrive at 30 Rock. Yes. And Paige is like, this is my first national television fashion segment. I've wanted this my entire life.
Danielle just comes in like, hey, guys, that's cool you're here. Just do you want some coffee? Ruining every dream monologue that Paige tries to have.
Yeah, she says that in fourth grade, she was a news reporter, and they show a picture of her as a news reporter, which I'm sort of sad because I was just at home and I could have pulled up the picture of me when I was a news reporter in fourth grade.
Oh my God, was it the same? Were you in like a bikini top and suit pants?
Yes. Well, I think I already mentioned that I did play Dan Rather in a school play, but I also, there is a photo of me holding a little microphone. But then again, I think that's pretty sad. I think at some point, most children have a moment where they find a cardboard tube and they make themselves a news reporter, right?
Can we not disparage Paige's dream? This has been her dream since she was a child, Ben.
Ever since my mom ran out of paper towels that first time, I knew my destiny was to have a news segment. I would look forward to those days when the bounty roll would run out and I'd be like, guess what? It's time for Paige News.
And Paige is like, well, you know, like when other companies are like, have you ever done a segment before? I can say like, yeah, I've done a segment before. And Sierra goes, yeah, like it's in your resume. Just yeah. Yeah. Like that.
I also noticed like Paige likes to, she loves to do like a theoretical conversation, and she always likes to start it with, oh. She's like, so this way when companies are like, oh, have you ever done fashion? I'll be like, oh, yeah, like here it is. And then they'll be like, oh, okay, cool.
So then the host comes out, the host lady, and I guess, oh no, the producer.
No, it's just another producer. It was like tier two. The first one was like, the first one is like the low level producer who has to go down to the lobby to get people. And the next one is like the producer who tells the other producer to go down to the lobby. So she comes in. That's
Emily. Can tell because it's like the rings of the tree. You know, it's like like the 20-year-old coming to get you, the 30-year-old making sure you're okay, the 40-ish, I don't know, it's, you're confused because it's like the housewife's face comes in and you're not really sure. And you're like, oh, this must be the host.
And at the top is Elaine. There's always someone named Elaine at the top.
Right. Elaine and Milton Berle sitting up in the main office.
Elaine has curly hair, and when you see her, she's always just eating a carrot stick, and she does that thing where when she reminds me of my fake Elaine reminds me of my real my geometry teacher in ninth grade, Mrs. Zab, who would always eat a carrot stick, and when she ate the carrot stick, she did the sideways bite. You know what I'm talking about? Where someone goes like, instead of going like that, like up and down, they go.
Yes.
That's what grinding. Elaine does. Elaine goes, okay, so what do we have today? We have, who is this, Paige? Okay, she's doing fashion. Yeah, okay, go for it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Elaine. We don't get all the way to Elaine's ring on the tree, but
Elaine is doing busier things.
Yeah, we start. She's like trying to find cut carrots for the 20-year-old Elaine downstairs to bring her. So the host is like, okay, so this cracked me up. So we see the segment basically, right?
Yeah.
So the host is like, so Paige DeSorbo's here. And she's going to tell us one of the biggest trends blowing up on TikTok. Tennis court. Fashion.
Tennis court.
But she like messes up her sentence. She goes, she's going to tell us about tennis court. Chic. I was like, is that hard? Tennis court? She was probably thinking in her mind, like, I'm on Access Hollywood. This isn't a deep show. But does that say tennis court chic? What the fuck is that?
She's probably thinking, Elaine. She's probably thinking, I started on the Road Rules on MTV, and now here I am, and there's some other generation of reality stars coming onto my show. Because that's where she started, by the way, Ronnie. She was a Road Rules. I think she was season one of Road Rules. Cat. Anyway, it was also a very meta moment, because we're watching Bravo. We're watching Summer House on Bravo, and Kat is, I forget Kat's last name, but her name is Kat. She's like, Paige DeSorbo of Bravo's Summer House. I'm like, this is so weird that we're watching, like,
A meta
Bravo Summer House moment, you know?
What if you were like, oh, I'm watching Summer House, but like on Access Hollywood, but on Summer House?
So I'm looking up Kat from Road Rules to make sure, gosh, I'm not talking out of my ass. Yeah. Oh, Kit. Kit Hoover. Sorry, well, not that's Kat.
It's Kit Kat. It's a very, Kit maybe Kat. She has a sister named Kat, and she's delicious and layered. Maybe she's more layered than I ever knew.
Oh, yeah. And her spouse is Crowley Sullivan. Of course she's married to someone named Crowley Sullivan. Of course she is.
Yeah.
That's classic Kit.
Classic Kit.
So Paige starts doing her tennis court chic thing, and they make her look so stupid because she's just sitting there, and they of course like show the footage of before they're rolling, and she goes, and then it's like really awkward and silent, and then she goes, okay, yeah. In the past year, women have taken style and comfortability and morphed it into... Danielle, this is my segment. I'm on live TV. Stop interrupting.
But we're going to go to Charleston, I think. I think it's the right decision.
Danielle,
yeah.
Be quiet.
Okay? Pie charts.
So tennis pie is charts. Elegant. It's chic. It's like, you know, like if someone calls you up and it's like, oh, why don't you come play tennis with me? And you're like, oh, okay, because I have a tennis sweater. That's like what tennis is.
Yeah, like that's what you want in your outfit. So she's like, so models. Here's our first model. Lindsay is a mom on the go. She added a denim jacket just in case, you know, she gets cold. She could literally go anywhere near tennis, as long as it's near tennis.
That poor...
What the hell is this? This is not fashion. Wait.
That poor model. That model's like 22. They're like, okay, here is our mom on the go look.
Yeah. She's like...
We call this the Hubbard. And it's basically for moms on the go who are just like perpetually unhappy and really are never going to get what they want out of life.
So then Sierra comes out.
Has Sierra ever modeled before? Okay, I have a question. Has Sierra ever modeled? Like, she was acting like she was on a beauty pageant at that moment, right?
Well, what is this Access Hollywood modeling anyway? Like, how are you supposed to act? It's a room this big, okay?
Yes.
And Sierra comes out like,
hi. It was a foyer. I saw an elevator bank. It was like next to the elevator bank.
No, it's like a tree that they're coming out from behind. It's the
Keeper elf tree.
Yeah. So she walks out. It's the most awkward thing.
She's like smiling. Like, she's literally doing like Price is Right, like showing off like a box of Clorox or something, and she's like, model number two is Sierra, and she's wearing our Brunch Vibes look. Like, she might be playing tennis, but probably not, because she's had one or two mimosas. And Sierra's like like cheesing out so big, like, oh.
Well, dour people are not in tennis chic, okay? It's only people who look like they might start lobbing balls at you any second. And then Jamie's in a high boot with a cute little bag, and she's ready for date night. I was like, Jamie's going to date night in her goddamn tennis skirt? Are you kidding me? Come on, Paige.
So Paige.
And I love that Paige is acting like women have just decided to be comfortable in 2022. It's like,
you know what women do now? They're like, wow. We could be comfortable and stylish.
So here's the surprise. Paige says, I have never been more proud of myself. I've never been more at home. I know this is this is what I'm supposed to do. And like, the fact that Sierra's here makes it all the better. And like, what are the chances that you just happen to have a close friend that's like, Danielle, I'm honestly trying to have a moment. Can I just have one moment, please, Danielle?
Is everything have mayo in Charleston?
Danielle, you can have your monologue on your scene.
You should just model. Pie charts. So then Kyle and Amanda are at home, and Kyle's like, what time are your parents coming, babe? Ding dong, we here.
I know. They're there. And so they come in, and there's like small talk about tuxedos because Frank bought a tuxedo or something. And Frank is like, I'm still seeing email that concerned me a little bit. Like, what are you still waiting for? A lot of check boxes unchecked, eh?
And Amanda's like, what are you seeing emails about, Dad? And he's like, you see, that worries me even more because I can see now you haven't even seen these emails, okay? Like, you got a different kind of phone than you gave me for Father's Day. It doesn't give you emails because I doubt you went to a fucking giant numbered old lady phone, okay? I see on the Instagram, you don't check your email. Well, you don't get emails now. And then we see so clearly, which I guess we've always known from the beginning, these two don't do shit, Amanda and Kyle. They don't do shit. Mm-hmm. They don't find a venue. They spend all these years doing nothing, and then who does it? Her parents come in and literally throw. We knew it was in their backyard. We suspected the parents were doing and paying for everything, but that's pathetic, you guys. Your parents helping you is one thing, but they're doing everything.
Yeah, they are. And Donna's like, well, what about music? I mean, music's hugely important. We don't even know exactly what sort of music you're going to be like walking down in the ceremony. We have to sign off on that. Like, that's a little crazy. They just still don't have their music yet set up for the wedding.
You just know Amanda's going to have, like...
It'll be like Tom Sandoval's band. You know it's going to be that.
I just feel like she's going to have that one, like, a daddy-daughter. You know, the dad is like,
oh, God, butterfly kisses.
Butterfly kisses.
Oh, my God, Dad. I've been doing this the entire time. Oh, my it's God. So butterfly kisses, Kyle.
So Kyle goes, well, Amanda actually has put some thought into the song that she wants. You can't even pick a song. You two suck. Okay?
How has Amanda not figured out her song? You know, she's been probably planning this wedding for 10 years.
Yeah. So the dad's like, all right, moving on. Marriage license. When are we going to get that done? And Kyle's like, TBH, hasn't been up there in my priorities. Like, I've been getting 4 hours of sleep these days. Kyle, we just saw you for 3 days a week, every week. For the past 3 months, wasted with wigs, okay? You had enough time to order your fucking Amazon wigs.
Wedding license is, I can't imagine it's that difficult to get. I mean, really, like, so many idiots get married, you can figure it out. Like, that's an easy one to do.
Yeah, stupid people get married all the time.
Hire an assistant, get an intern, all those things, okay?
Well, they did. They have their parents, you know, they have their parents doing it all. So the dad's like, these are items of priority. We're running out of time. So then poor Haley, the awkward food stylist, comes.
Yeah, this poor girl.
And she's like, hi.
Oh, I brought some cakes. So I styled them. This one's got a bob. So hope you enjoy it.
Okay, are we okay? We're starting with the lemon blueberry first. And Kyle's like, lemon cake is so good. Lemon cake is so good. She's like, yeah, it's become a favorite with people. I'm like, wait, like, lemon cake has always been, don't say it's become a favorite. Lemon cake has been, what you're talking about, it's become a favorite. It's not some obscure cake.
This show is pretending it's breaking every boundary today. First, Paige introduced women to feeling comfortable in fashionable clothes. And now we're getting the pioneering of lemon cake. Okay.
And so then, and then there's like a funfetti, and then, oh, I don't know, I don't have to go through all the,
yeah, who all cares? The cake. So Amanda's like, I'm gonna whip up my salad, guys.
That's her city version of guacamole.
Yeah. And then Amanda's just, I mean, girl, now you want to talk about beyond Rangoon. Just that when you go to someone's home and they're like, I'm gonna make the salad. With their hands, I'm like, what are you, Kim Richards? I expected more from you.
If you listen, if she washed her hands, I mean, as Ina Garten says, cook's best tools, your hands. Also, I loved her salad bowl, by the way.
I feel like Ina Garten picks her nose. I'm disgusted that she does it with her hands. Listen, if you're eating alone, do it with your hands. But you're, I don't know, it's COVID. I didn't see her wash her hands.
I think I think that's not the salad you have to be concerned about her tossing.
Ew. So she's whipping up her salad, and the dad's like, all right, let's just get down to the basics, okay? Are you guys wanting to get married? Do you want it? Do you have so much going on? You know, you say you're not sleeping. Like, if you thought about the reality of what's happening in a couple of weeks, you're both about to officially ruin your lives. Are you ready to commit to that?
How many times do I have to warn you? You guys should not be getting married.
I know. I feel like this is like the leader of Heaven's Gate handing out the final pair of white sneakers. Like, we're sure, right? You're putting on these Reeboks. We're going to do this, right?
Well, it's like that. It's like the parable, right? Of the guy, I've said this parable on this podcast before about like there's like a flood coming and the guy won't leave his house and yes. Like they send the boat. It's like,
that's a great bad forward.
I sent you the helicopter. What are the signs that you need? Because the guy was saying he's waiting for God. Like, that's,
I'm waiting for God to help me. He's like, I sent you a boat. I'm like, that's God. I sent you a boat.
I am the helicopter right now. So Kyle goes, well, I'm thinking about like how complicated our life is right now and making sure we're on the same page of where we are. And then it just comes, it's like, salad. And so, by the way, what is Kyle saying? Kyle is saying such bullshit in the scene. Half the stuff he's saying is so
none of it's a real answer. You're right. It's a pyramid. It's like a sales pitch. Nothing. None of his answers ever make any sense. They're always like some general type answer, like, do you have the marriage license? Well, you know, all the things I've been working on, you know, getting 4 hours of sleep. Nobody knows, Kyle. Literally nobody knows what you're doing at this point, because I feel like people who work that much, who are constantly doing things, don't talk about it that much, like Kyle. Like, oh my God, I barely sleep. We see you partying all day. Like, I get that there's still a Monday, Tuesday, job. Wednesday, Thursday, you know, but someone who works that hard, I feel like they would be more controlling of their wedding or what's going on or getting shit done. Like, a go-getter doesn't just not get a marriage license. Like, who does that?
Tom Schwartz. So
he's not a go-getter. Kyle, Tom Schwartz has never bragged about how he's up till 4 a.m. working. Kyle every day is like, all I do is things. You can't go to City Hall?
I'm going to get a wedding license right now. I'm going to look. How do you get a
wedding
license?
We're going to get a wedding license right now to prove how fast it is.
We're in Travis County, right? Okay. Yes. All right. So complete a marriage license application. Click on that. Okay. I've clicked on the marriage license. Public marriage license. Okay. By the way, we're at what? All 30 seconds right now? Okay. You got to fill in your name, your street, this and that, applicant information, apply. This takes 60 seconds. I could literally get a wedding license right now.
You know, this shit is autofill. Do you know they have a Mac?
Yeah. Wait, let me put it. I'll say, Ben, you know what? Wait, oh, I messed up the autofill, but we can make an autofill.
Oh my man. God, Ben, if you pass away, someone's going to go through your Google Look, history already... and be like, Ben wanted to marry Ronnie this whole time.
I'm marrying myself, apparently. Mm. No, it is autofill. This is an easy process.
I told you, autofill.
Autofill. Guys. Okay. Listen, Kyle.
Kyle's doing the typical not wanting to get, but then he seems now like he's like so into the wedding, he can't believe nothing's getting done. I don't know. I feel like I'm falling for everything on this show that's a lie, and I'm taking it too seriously, and then I'm feeling stupid about it, and then it's making me more upset with these people, you know?
Yeah, it's fun.
So anyway,
I feel alive.
Yeah, that's how I feel. That's what it feels like watching Bravo. That's what it feels like. You just feel like you're just being duped all fucking day, but you can't get out. It's like a weird, emotionally abusive relationship.
Yeah, we filled out our marriage license to Bravo. So Frank is like, so anyway, Kyle's like, well, my investor said I should get a prenup. And then he starts talking about like, you know, oh, like if I went out of business, like if I go bankrupt, I'm screwed. I actually feel like Kyle... So if we go by your theory that Kyle is the one who doesn't want a prenup, which I feel like is a strong thing that maybe Amanda's the wealthy one. But if it were that actually Kyle is the wealthy one, I feel like now he's playing up the fact that he could go bankrupt any moment. So that way Amanda actually feels more motivated to get a prenup.
Right. Know? He's trying to like make it sound better for his dad. Yeah, I can see that. But Amanda's like, well, Kyle just wants to get his ducks in a row. That's all. And the dad's like, ducks are not in a row. Ducks are miserable, mean creatures that squirt shit and swim anywhere they want. All right. And Kyle's like, yeah, but you know, I got an SBA loan and like I had to personally guarantee it. So like every single month we're cutting a check to the tune of 50 grand, you know? So it sounds to me like he just wants the business. He doesn't want to have to give Amanda half of the business, right? Yeah. I don't even know that it's about all the other money. It's about
Loverboy. He doesn't want to give Loverboy. So then, you know, Frank's just, he's just sort of babbling on about
I'm sorry. This is where the voiceover comes in, where they cut away from Kyle. He says all this investor stuff. We see him saying it. He says every single month we've cut a check to the tune of 50 grand. What's going on is we haven't sat down and compared what we have. And then they cut away from him and you hear the old clip of my investors told me point blank Amanda and I should get a prenup. But you don't see him actually say that to the dad. That's why I think it's fishy. So the dad's like, well, the first thing I want to do is approach an attorney. So I think the dad is the one who brought this into play. And so Kyle's like, yeah, because God forbid if the business went bankrupt, I'm screwed. And the dad's like, you're screwed. But is she screwed? That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. And so then he's just like, Frank's just sort of babbling around about like responsibility and everything. And then Amanda's like, well, he does pay all the electric and cable bills. And, yeah, and she leaves the lights on every weekend. And so Frank is like, so like, are you guys both going to be paying the bills together? And Amanda goes, we are going to be paying out of his accounts.
Yeah, and he's like, no, you guys, when you're a partnership. And Kyle's like, it's not even where the money's coming from. It's like, who's doing everything? Like, I'm doing everything. And the dad's like, but I do that stuff for my wife, and then she feeds me. She keeps clothes on my back. That's the least I could do is pay the bills. And Kyle's like, I don't get meals or laundry.
And then they're like, all right, well, cheers to a great tasting.
Well, then they bring up Grandpa's trust. The dad is like, but what about Grandpa's trust? So, yeah, there where I got.
Something's going on.
That's where I'm getting it. So Amanda, Maya, and Paige are about. I thought that was the last scene. Didn't that seem like the last scene?
Like
I was
like,
this
scene
has been a fun recap.
No, but
goodbye.
Then there's like another, like a whole big section now. Yeah. So now then it's like, it's Friday, and they're driving back out there. And Sierra's like, I can't believe it's the last weekend. And Paige is like, it's a fun summer, actually. Like, I think this is like my most fun summer ever. Like, the most funnest summer fun times I've ever had. Huh. And then Maya's like,
I think it's because I was here.
It's like, yeah. Sorry, I was just trying to have a moment, Maya. Thanks.
Anyway. So, they're talking about prom because their final party is going to be like a prom night or whatever. Yeah. So, she's talking about prom and she's like, I've trained for this. I've put in the work. I loved prom so much, I managed to go to 12 proms. I was prom... I was prom queen in a high school I didn't even go to. So,
and then
wearing crowns everywhere and acting like a bitch to the like chubby people in the room is not being prom queen, Paige. Okay, it's just being an asshole. So creepy. I feel like Paige is that person who still would go to prom. Like if somebody invited her, she'd be like, "Oh my god, prom! I would love that." She'll be like the 40-year-old prom queen at someone's prom.
Well, you know that she probably reenacted the prom scene of like coming down the stairs and she's all that like a million times with her mom. She's like, okay, Paige, we're going to do it. You ready? I'm pressing play on the Kiss Me song. Yeah, mom, do it already. Okay. Kiss me. And Paige just walks down that staircase. I don't think that counts as going to the prom. That's just like playing with your mom.
Yes. And they show her in all her looks, and like some of them are full on wedding dresses for prom. Like full on wedding dresses.
It's like, Paige, that's just you in tennis chic. That's not a prom.
Yeah, tennis skirt, wedding dress, prom.
So then Maya's like, yeah, well, I sent cookies to Oliver and they're spelled out and they say prom, which I was like, I thought that might be triggering for you.
No, but listen, you give cookies to the person you're giving your cookies to first, okay? I don't expect them first. I just don't expect them never. Come on.
So Paige is like, stop. That's so cute. Have you guys even hooked up yet? And Maya's like, sex? No. She's like, wow, I love that. I love that. And Sierra's like, I love a slow progression. I love a slow progression.
You're only saying that because you want to rationalize the guy that you're dating still fucking around for like 6 months. Okay, Paige. Yeah. I love a slow progression. So Maya's like, you know, I don't know about Ameta and Lindsay. Like, what I know is they're taking a break. Okay. And Paige is like,
sorry. That's mean. Prom queen 12 times. So what do you expect?
That's really mean. That we shouldn't make fun of our elders. So then Lindsay's like, now the other car, Lindsay's like, so I don't think things are done with Ahmed. We're just like figuring out how to communicate with each other. And like, I met him 2 weeks ago. Like, we're trying to figure out, like, if I call him and then he just doesn't call me back, is that like good communication? I don't know if that works for us.
This is the best dessert of my life.
Lindsay trying to convince herself she's so happy. She's so Shannon Bedorian trained.
I know.
So they talk about Danielle. Lindsay's such a funny friend because she just has that yes man in Danielle, you know, where she doesn't really know anything about Danielle. No. So she's like, so how was it with Phil's parents? She's like, Robert? Yeah, so, well, you know, they went to Charleston growing up. They would go on, like, family vacation there and stuff, and that's why Robert loves it. So, like, I don't want to be without Robert, but, like, I needed to be on my own terms. Like, I just, like, I wanted to be a forever home, but, like, I just need to try it out first. And Lindsay's like,
wait, you're dating someone named Robert, and you're gonna move away? What?
You're going to Houston?
No, Charleston.
She's like, what the fuck? Now I'm having a problem. I'm activated.
So then Amanda and Kyle arrive, and she's like, will you take my luggage in, Kyle? And he goes, I feel like I'm going to be doing this the rest of my life. Yes, Kyle. Yes, you will.
That's called being married. And so then another car, Luke, Andrea, and Alex all arrive. We have the entire cast now. This is like, I feel like every episode, they're always like they're holding someone back in the city. I feel like for budget reasons, but now they got the whole cast. And Luke is like, oh, wow, I'm back in the house. Wow, traffic not as bad as I would have thought for Labor Day weekend. Pretty good. Pretty good. You know, he's probably saying that the entire ride. Like, hey, guys, we're making great time. Can you believe it?
Look at those trees over there. Now, those are some healthy trees. I sap you, tree.
Love it. Wow. Good drive.
It's like,
good
drive. It's like making a hat dish in only 30 minutes. I mean, wow, who would have thought? That was fast.
Kyle, traffic was a bitch. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, he is that guy.
It's like, wow, hailing out there, right? Looked like snow, but then it started banging on the roof a little bit. It's hail. It's hail. You know, hail's not slowing down the traffic as much as I thought out there.
You wouldn't That's have pretty thought. Good. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I hope all the coyotes are okay with the hail.
You guys notice if they changed the timing of the stoplights in Montauk? They did, right? Was that in my head? Because I could swear they're different. They used to be around 35 seconds or about, 53 clicks of the turn signal. You know,
I also noticed that the crosswalks are a little brighter. I wonder if they repainted those because they're a little bit more vivid. I'm noticing them a little bit more.
You know, so people don't run into the street from the sidewalk and cars can see them or whatever.
It's
a
lot safer, which is good. I like safety.
People run. You know, America's running.
People go at different speeds, but America's running on Duncan, you know?
So Kyle and Amanda are in the kitchen now. And, of course, It wouldn't be a weekend if Kyle and Amanda weren't making about them and their fucking stupid wedding that their parents are doing everything for. So Kyle's like, dude, our floral just backed out. Sorry, blacked out. I was talking about myself last weekend, but backed out. The designer made them feel like we were questioning them. And Amanda's like, but we sent them a mood board and their sample looked like nothing we asked for. It's like, so you were questioning them.
I was like, I would like to see the emails because they're making it seem like, well, it just wasn't what we were looking. You know, the emails were like, what the fuck is this? We asked for this. This is not what we wanted for our money. You know, like, they don't, this florist is not going, a florist is not going to give up an account that's going to be on television. Like, for a filmed wedding, no florist is going to give that up. They were probably horrific to them. Horrific.
And who makes a mood board but doesn't get a marriage license? Like, seriously? You went to a Hobby Lobby and made a fucking mood board?
No. That's the strongest point you made all episode.
Well, thanks. So they're, you know, telling the guys. Like, guys, the worst people to tell this to is the group of guys.
I know. The guys walking there like, oh.
It looks like, well, did they tell you about the traffic? I
felt so bad for those guys because they were coming in all ready to bro out because Andrea comes in going, what's up? And even Luke goes, what's up? And so they're like ready to be like, bro. And then they're like, dude, the florist backed out. And they're like, oh, okay.
Great times. And then Luke is not that friend who tells you everything's going to be okay. It's like, I'm miserable. Nothing's working out. I get it. He's not even going to say that. He just goes, you know, and then now it's real tough, right? Because, like, you're not going to find someone else to work with because they're already booked, huh? Wow, that's too bad. That's you know, that's 4:30 traffic right there. It's bad.
That's too bad. That's like, you know, it's been 45 minutes. You check in the hot dish. You never turned on the oven. God, that's bad. I mean, how are you going to rebound from that?
Room temperature dish. Salmonella dish. That's what we would call it.
That's dangerous. Yeah. Remember my mom's tuna hot dish? God, that was so good.
That was good.
That was good.
That was good times. I'll tell you who would be good in traffic. That tuna hot dish.
Have you ever driven a hot dish? Some of them you can actually drive. You can just put little wheels on them. Just sit right in. It's a little mushy, but they work.
So Carl comes out, he's like, hi. I just Clint Eastwooded that door right there.
Sorry, Lloyd, I was just ordering some Postmates ahead of time. It should be arriving soon.
He's told that door, get off my lawn.
Wow. So then Paige and Sierra arrive, and everyone is there. And then there's a lot of, and then Lindsay arrives too. So there's more.
Lindsay arrives in the most Lindsay way ever.
Carl's like, hi. She's like, hi. I'm like, okay, now I see why they can. The chemistry's off the charts.
So Lindsay's like, anyone have a date for prom? And Luke's like, yeah, this girl named Nicole. And they're like, who's Nicole? And Alex is like, I met her.
She didn't eat ground turkey or broccoli, so she sort of sucks.
In my mind, I just call her boobs face butt. But, you know, like, I met a girl. And so, they're like, how did you meet her? And he's like, well, actually, I got a DM. And they're like, she slid into your DMs, yes. And who says it? Lindsay? She goes, Kyle goes, you read your DMs?
And Luke goes, oh, yeah, I read them all. So I went and we had beers and she's a really cool girl. And I was like, do you want to be my date? You know? And so she's going to come over. I'm going to fuck her brains out. And then, you know, it'll be fun. I just love how Luke is so sweet. Like, yeah, I thought it'd be really sweet. You know, she's just going to fuck it. Like,
well, yeah.
He's so
sweet. Well, you slide into someone's DMs. What do you expect? A parental backyard wedding? Like, but also Luke going on national TV and saying he reads every DM is crazy. He got a million DMs last night. He really did.
Yeah, good for him, by the way. Great strategy. So Andrea's like, bitch, you know that we have... He gets down like on a knee to ask her to prom, and he's like, bitch, little tiny bitch, you know that we have a special relationship, and I never been to prom, and I would like you to be the first time that I have prom with you, because I miss Lexi so much.
I'm like, absolutely. So then Lindsay and Carl don't have dates, so they're going to be dates, which I feel like sums up their relationship pretty much. Yeah. It's like, well, we're milk that's about to be thrown in the trash. Are we going to get together or are we not? You know, are we going to rot in separate fridges or are we going to rot in the same fridge? I'm like, oh my God.
good. We're mixing our milks. We're going to make cheese together.
Hey, Lens, you're old rice and I'm chicken on its fifth day. Want to get together and make some fried rice?
Danielle's like, I brought onion and egg. Should I go to Charleston?
Danielle, this is their moment.
So then, let's see. Alex is like, I can carry luggage. Any girls want help carrying luggage up the stairs? I got it. Never miss a leg day. Never miss a leg day.
So now the girls are all up in the room. The young girls are in their room, and they're all gossiping. And Amanda's like, Paige, how's Craig going to feel about Andrea being your prom date? And so Paige is like, well, I'll just tell Andrea that Craig and I are exclusively seeing each other. And then she, like, smiles so proudly. Like, she's, like, achieved something major. And Amanda's like, wait, is that real? She's like, yeah. So, like, you know, so, like, Craig texted me this weekend. And then he was like, hey, I don't want to hook up with anyone else. And I obviously agree. But we're, like, not officially boyfriend and girlfriend. But, like, if a company were like, oh, by the way, are you boyfriend and girlfriend? I'd be like, oh, actually, yes, I am.
So it's on your resume.
Yes, Sierra. It is called a resume.
So then Paige is like, well, I mean, he texted me that he didn't want me sleeping with anybody else. And I mean, obviously, I agreed.
So, like, it's not official. But, like, if you do the math and, like, I'm not seeing other people, then he's not seeing other people.
Are you going to Charleston?
So then Amanda just spills a lover boy on the bed or whatever.
No, it's Maya. Yeah.
Oh, Maya spilled a lover boy on the bed. So then everyone's driving and they're like, what are you wearing to prom? What are you wearing to prom? What are you wearing to prom? And Lindsay's like, I'm wearing my original prom dress. Like, my boobs are bigger, but it's still fast.
And Alex, by the way, did you catch what Alex said? He's like, I have a white shirt and I'm just going to, like, rip the sleeves off of it. They're like, what? Really? He's like, no, I'm going to cut the sleeves off. It's like, dude. I can't. Yeah. And I'm someone who likes looking at big arms, but I can't.
Well, they say lead with your personality.
Yeah.
So Kyle's like, oh my God, I'm going through a roller coaster with all this crap in my life and these conversations. Like, what am I wearing tomorrow? It's like, all you do is think about what you're going to wear the next day. All you do is shop on Amazon for a new wig to wear for the weekend. What are you talking about? That's why you don't have shit for your wedding done.
He's mad at everyone for having these silly conversations when they've had to endure a summer of Kyle and Amanda fighting, throwing glass, slamming doors, and screaming, and all that. Like, you don't think that's annoying for them when they're trying to have fun? So now they arrive at this restaurant, and Carl has a big announcement.
Hey, we used to come here a lot. We haven't been here the last year or two. Crazy.
This nuts. They have square pizzas here. Wow. They look like microwave pizzas, but I'm sure they're good. I'm not even going to let the waiter bring them over. Like, when it's time to be served, I'm going to go get them from the kitchen so I don't put them out. Because, like, guys, Postmates here.
Yeah. I'm just going to take everyone's orders from the restaurant. That's cool.
Mm.
So Paige makes Kyle sit next to Amanda, and he seems like she's really pained at the prospect of having to do that. And Carl's like, hey, I have a suggestion. Everyone, put your phones right in here in this little pocketbook I have, and just for dinner, okay? Because this is like Carl 6.0, and Carl 6.0 wants to have conversations. So put your phones in here. I hate when people do that. It's so annoying. It's so, like, it's just like, it doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't improve anything. It's just, it, to me, it, all it does is it's an exercise to make the person who's doing it look like they are care about something deeper than what they do care about.
But they really just look like the person who's not getting texts. You know, everyone's like, of course he does. Of course that guy doesn't want us to have our phones. So then Kyle's just downing a martini, a huge martini. He just chugs it.
Because they got espresso martinis for the table.
And, he has, like, just a regular one that he just downs, like, a full-on Grey Goose. Just down the hatch. And Amanda's like, Kyle, you haven't eaten anything. And no one else has finished their beverages, so give it a moment. He's like, yeah, well. He's already shit-faced. Yeah. He's, like, shit-faced in 2 minutes. So he's like, Alex, where the extra martini go?
Yeah, it's really. And Paige is like, guys, we're going to have one cohesive conversation for our last dinner. Okay, what should the topic be? I know. My dreams of being a fashion correspondent.
Charleston has really humid weather, I read. Is that going to be okay?
Danielle, you were getting on my last nerve.
So
Luke is trying to talk.
Yeah, Luke's like, guys, let's share stuff about each other. And Kyle goes, I'm not a good sharer. I don't want to share. He's like, well, I meant that this is going to pivot to me now. So, you know, I wasn't here last weekend, so I'm going to pretend to make this about someone else for a second before I have a monologue. So, Linz, I heard it was a rough time with your guy. What's going on with that? She's like, we're not communicating well, and we decided to put a pin in it. Put a pin in it.
You want so
Shannon
arrogant.
Shannon Bedore. She's even saying Shannon Bedore lines.
Put a pin in it. Oh, yeah. But by the way, the proper use of putting a pin in it. So then, yeah, Lindsay's like, well, he's not here, but I'll call him when I'm back from the Hamptons. And so Paige is like, does it make you nervous that there's been like 3 confrontations? Because you don't deserve that. I mean, at your age, you deserve just kindness and Have you seen Matlock? You should really get into it. It's really good for your group.
You know what you really deserve right now? Mushy food. Can we get a side of mashed potatoes over here? Thank you.
Have you looked into Boniva? So then Lindsay's like, well, that's why I decided to put a pin in it.
And Carol says, yeah, but I feel like you're in the hot seat a lot. And she goes, yeah, it's like walking on coal, and I love walking on coal. And he's like, but I just want to make sure you're good, because, like, come on, Lindsay, you dive in like a week after knowing someone.
Well, I dive in because I'm not wasting any time. And so Amanda goes, but do you think that when you dive in, it scares people away because you're like 110% like right off the bat?
Oh my God, here we go again. It's none of your fucking business. You don't even like Lindsay. Shut up. And so Lindsay's like, yeah, but when it's the right guy, he won't be scared away.
And Danielle goes, it's called Hot Hope Summer. Thanks, Danielle. Yeah.
When it's the right guy, he won't be scared away, but he still will be scared. He'll just be in the house like, oh my God, did I do everything right? He'll just be like making sure the towels are completely even in the kitchen, you know, like wiping everything down properly.
Isn't there a movie called Let the Right One In about vampires or something?
Yes.
So Kyle's like, Lindsay, we're literally just trying to help. And she's like, but help with what, though? Like, I'm just giving my own 2 cents. Which is, by the way, the most mansplaining thing, right? Like you should listen, because there's this, like, there's this guy who's telling you something, so you should be appreciative that this man is telling you something.
And he's like, we're just trying to help, Lindsay. And she goes, help a what? And Amanda says, it's not an attack, Lindsay. It's just, like, you're stupid and insecure and psycho and nobody likes you. You know, it's like Amanda's whole tone to me. It's making me nuts. So they're just claiming to be worried. And
Lindsay goes,
by the way, Amanda's doing this. Lindsay, we're just trying to help. While she twirls, you know when people do that?
They twirl their ring.
And I guess it's like she's twirling her engagement ring around while she's talking to Lindsay about how insecure she is in relationships. It's just so.
Lindsay starts saying, you know, it gets twisted that I'm having the best summer of my life. And she doesn't even get to finish what she's saying, because then Kyle just goes, Lindsay, you had a miscarriage. And everyone's like,
that is disgusting. That is just fucking wrong and disgusting. I can't believe. I can't believe that.
I'm not defending Kyle. I think in his mind, he's thinking like you're avoiding that you had this like tragedy in your life. But like, I feel like to sort of scream that out on the table. And I don't know who Lindsay.
That's
you don't know who Lindsay is told and not told. It's a personal thing. It's not up for him to. Like,
it doesn't
he's not
matter
the
who she's told or not. You don't say that. Anyone ever. Like, who would say you had a miscarriage?
But he's like trying to give her some sort of weird tough love that she's not at. She doesn't need. And like, this is not his ministry either.
Especially from the drunk idiot losing his fucking marbles at the end of the table.
Yes.
Because he's trying to avoid getting into a marriage he was kind of forced into in the first place.
And you know what? Lindsay handled it so well. God, I don't know how she had this poise. She goes, try not to scream that, Kyle, please. I was like, good. Like she did not even deserve, he did not even deserve that calm of an answer.
It's cracking me up that they're just trying so hard to piss Lindsay off. I mean, when you come at Lindsay with a miscarriage, like twice in the same night, coming after Lindsay, trying to use a miscarriage to make her go crazy, and she will still not give you what you want. I mean, this is why Lindsay wins, okay?
There's there's a way to have this conversation, which is that you are both sober and you sit down and you're like, I want to do a check-in because I know you suffered an incredible loss, and I just want to make sure that like what you're like, these relationships, this is coming from a healthy place. You know, there's a way to have like a conversation.
But this was happening before this. Lindsay's been like this. She just had the miscarriage. It's like she's been like this the whole time.
Yeah,
they're acting like, Lindsay, you're acting so different now because of a miscarriage. It's like, hey, it's not your place to bring it up.
Trauma.
And Lindsay, even to set herself, she's been like this since she came out
it
of
wasn't
the womb.
From
Can
the
we
miscarriage.
Just stop?
It was
it's
from like, her mom abandoning her. That's
yes,
all.
Yeah.
So Maya's like, I would not bring that up here. And so then Kyle becomes the victim. He goes, I'm so fucking done. As if, like, he's the one who is now, you know, like it was he who was on the receiving end of something, like a brutally said to him.
And then Amanda misunderstands him because he says, he's like, I'm done. And she's like, no, everyone here is not dumb. Stop saying stupid shit, Kyle. Stop. And Lindsay's like, oh my God, can everyone just chill? Like, this is about my storyline and you're the ones acting like this, right? And so Amanda's now yelling at Kyle and crying and being like, be nice, Kyle. Be polite. Be kind. Listen to people, Kyle. And he's like, I'm more kind than you. I mean, you're just in your own little world.
Yeah. I think that what she was saying to him was when he said, I'm done, I think she said, well, not everyone else here is done. So you have to listen to them, you know? But it's still sort of the same. It actually has the same effect, same outcome. And so now Amanda's like, 100% I'm in my own world and it's a happy a beautiful place to live. Like, why are you such a dick? So now she's crying.
And she's like, my own little world is happy. And he goes, doesn't look like it. I was like, yeah.
I was like, by the way, you are her world.
You are her own little world. And you literally don't look very happy.
So Lindsay's like, there's a 37-year-old male across from me and no one's questioning him. Like, basically being like, you got, like, he's fucking everything in sight. Luke is fucking everything in sight.
Luke is 37? She's not talking about Luke.
No, Luke is...
Yes, Luke. Wow. Really? He's not.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
Luke is doing good.
Luke.
We met Luke at the start of our tour. We met Luke.
Get gorgeous. Yeah, really.
Like, you know, like Luke in person.
Yeah, that is something else that you're here. I'm like talking directly to Luke. But that is incredible. Luke.
Wow. He's going to send us a message being like, thanks, James.
He's so sweet. Okay, so anyway, Lindsay is like, yeah, why aren't you guys questioning him? And Luke's like, okay, I'll take questions. Yeah, I thought it was weird that Luke was like, I'll take questions, because I thought she was talking about Carl. Like, there's a 37-year-old guy that was questioning him.
Carl's
and Luke's
at least
like, well,
56.
I'll take questions. I just want to talk tonight. Okay. So Lindsay's like, well, how many girls have you hooked up with this summer? And he goes, a handful. She goes, oh my God, a handful. Okay.
Hey, Luke. Hi, this is Carl from the Associated Press. Look, tell us about Nicole. Love to hear about Nicole, by the
way. Well, you know, I went to swipe up on my cell phone. And then I thought, should I go to Twitter or Instagram first? And I chose Instagram. You know what? It was a crazy
thing. Does she live in Charleston also?
Oh, God. I'm trying to talk, Danielle. You know. So now Luke tries to tell this fascinating monologue of this girl.
Yes.
And no one will let him. So everybody starts talking to them to each other.
And this is, by the way, very impressive editing because it's like three different conversations happening at once. And Luke is like trying to talk. And we cut to Paige. She's talking to Lindsay saying, I think that there's actually a huge double standard when it comes to like young women like me and people who are seniors like you, you know?
Yeah, because I'm single in New York and I'm living like every other man and every other girl.
And we haven't slept together. So, but like I was looking in my DMs.
Kyle, how can you do this to me? You need to be nice to other people.
This is actually a very good meal. Like, I really like this food a lot.
I'm so sick of this shit. You know, I've taken shits more interesting than the conversation at this table.
Oh, wow. Well, glad there's like a lot of other conversations happening when I'm trying to talk. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Old men can date young women, but look at you, an old woman. Why can't you date a young person?
Y'all, hey, does anyone want to just do a Postmates order? I know it's sort of unconventional to do it at a restaurant, but I'm just sort of missing it.
Have you ever gotten into a car, crashed into a younger woman, and then yelled to Wanda and driven away?
Actually, I have.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm glad there's so many conversations while I'm trying to talk. Are we done? I need to go to the bathroom.
And now Kyle's like, he's literally talking. And Lindsay's like, "Is everybody at this table is questioning me. Like, that's part of society.
Well, that's what I've been doing with my life. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for letting me talk, I've been trying to talk for like the past 45 seconds, okay? Nobody knows that. Nobody.
I mean tennis skirts, am I right, Lindsay? Even old people. You know what hides tennis, varicose veins? Not tennis skirts, but still tennis skirts.
When you fall and you can't get up, is that something you actually enjoy, Lindsay?
Glad no one's listening to me. And then Kyle just pounds the table.
Slams the table.
Bam! And he's like, God damn it, there's 14 conversations going on. Kyle!
It was It was very 20th century American playwright at that moment. It was definitely like the awkward family scene where someone slams down, you know, and like it's like Craig T. Nelson.
Yeah. it's like the Florida Dinner Theater version.
Craig T. Nelson. Because I think I saw him in Wilderness. All right. That's why it came to my mind.
So Kyle's like, I don't even know. Cause so a matter of like runs off going, everybody's checking their restaurant buzzers to see if it's their time to be sad.
I know. Is there like an Amber Alert?
So he's like, I don't know why she's crying. I mean, like at tables that I've been at, I like to be at, you listen to whoever's talking. And Peach is like, there's 12 people. Okay, you're going to have side conversations. Do you think Jesus acted like this with the 12 disciples? No, he just gave them more wine and listened to the conversation.
And he also wore awesome fashion. By the way, Paige is the one who, like, just 5 minutes earlier was like, let's guys tonight try to have, like, one coherent conversation. And now she's like, there's going to be side conversations.
Yeah. And especially when it's Luke, because she never gives Luke any kind of respect anyway, right? She hates Luke. So she's like, you don't have to be the dictator at the dinner table. He goes, oh, yeah? Call me the dictator at the dinner table one more time. Or what? Like, what are you going to do, Kyle?
And then she goes, dictator at the dinner table. Yeah.
She's like, you are not in charge of us all the time, Carl. And goes, are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, raise your voice in public. Keep going. Okay, you're talking to someone who just did a segment on Access Hollywood with someone from Road Rules, okay?
This is amazing, by the way. I love that she does not care about Kyle trying to be boss of everything all the time.
I love that Paige has that, actually. I love that, you know, she's like, when people actually do try her, she has no problem pushing back. I think that's actually really great.
So he storms off. He's like, I'm out. And someone's like, what's the problem with you guys? And she goes, I don't know. I don't even know why the fuck Amanda's marrying you. Like, he's a psychopath when he's mad. And then Dre goes, do you think it's because he's working till 3 a.m. every day?
And then Paige is like, oh, piss off. By the way, that was Alex who said that, which is another thing. Like, shut the fuck up, Alex, right?
I don't care.
And Paige is like, oh, piss off. Everybody's working. I'm so sick of that excuse. I don't know how the fuck she lives with him, especially considering that they probably paid full price for all their outfits.
I mean, everyone's working. Have you heard of tennis skirts? Yes, you have. That's me who did that. Okay?
Look, Sierra, model right now. Sierra's like, ah!
So then Sierra goes off with Amanda while Amanda cries. Like, every episode, someone has to go console Amanda and someone has to go console Kyle. Every episode, okay?
And then on top of that, Amanda's like, I just need a fucking beat. I'm just, like, so done with the Lindsay thing. I don't want her to think that we're judging her for being single and seeing guys. I'm like,
you literally are. You literally are. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. So
you just don't want to be called judgmental. That's why you're crying. But you don't want to not be judgmental.
But then the real issue surfaces. And then this morning we found out our florist is backing out, so we have to figure that out. It's like, you know what? Go to the supermarket and just get a bunch of flowers. Just buy them from the supermarket at this point.
So Kyle and Carl. Now Carl's consoling Kyle. So Kyle's like, I don't have time for this shit. And he's like, yeah, bro, but like, you can't slam on the table because like to girls, like I know the guys are like, boom, boom, boom. But to girls, they're like, ooh, abusive. Like, yeah, you can't do that. Like, he's like, but I was upset for Luke, okay? Because I was like trying to give a love tap to Lindsay too because they're like starting to gang up on Lindsay. You were ganging up on Lindsay. You were the one who just screamed you had a miscarriage at the table.
Yeah.
Listen, the girls were upset. So, like, slam over the table. It's just a lot. So, like, as her friend, we're at a restaurant. I know it's crazy because it's weird. Because normally when you're around me and food, there's been a Postmates, which I'll do later. But let me just tell you, relax. Relax a little bit. Put your weight on me, bro.
It's got to suck to be sober here. Because Carl has done this many a time where he's had a fucking fit at the restaurant.
Yes.
Slammed a table. Done whatever and stormed off, but yeah, you know, like when you have that.
Jules, it's like no one really likes you.
Yeah, I will never forget that.
That was one of the cruelest things. That
I will never forget. Jules
was so mean. So,
we're like all team Jules. We're like, wow, let's take a moment and remember Jules.
Oh, Jules. She's like, how does Apple Pay work? So then Amanda's like. Sierra's like, come on, Amanda, shake it off. She's like, I'm probably going to cry a lot more this weekend. I guess we should go eat. It's like, wow. Can't wait for that, Amanda, for your Labor Day weekend of crying.
Yeah, can't wait for the final prom cry episode. So everybody's back at the table now, and Paige is mad. She's like, I'm not even hungry, which is totally different for me.
in every other moment of the show when I'm not hungry. But, like, I'm still not hungry, and I'm mad about it right now. So Carl's like, all right, first, I want to apologize for eating the table. But, like, I don't burden you guys with my problems.
Again, since when?
We all know about the florist.
Yes. I'm in a lawsuit. I have $100,000 in legal fees. I have $4 million in debt. I'm expanding to 8 states. Our florist dropped out. Luke, no one's listening to Luke.
I was like, okay, now you're just grasping.
Someone dropped a napkin on the floor. We have to get a replacement for it now.
What's up with rectangle tables? Can I get a square table?
So Amanda's, she's saying that Kyle doesn't. She's like, well, you don't practice what you preach, and like that's why you get so mad on someone else's behalf. But like then you do the same goddamn fucking thing, and I think it drives everyone all fucking nuts. And Paige is like, obviously you guys are like very stressed out. And like you have a wedding in 3 weeks, 28 days. No, it's actually 3 weeks now. And we have no idea what you're going through, but we had no idea you're going through a lawsuit, but like, and we had no idea the flowers dropped out. She's like trying to, like, I guess trying to empathize. And Kyle goes, everyone is worried about their prom outfit, and I'm going through something a little more fucking substantial shit, okay? I'm like, and everyone's like, okay, Kyle.
Yeah, I know you're not really.
And Maya's like, so was everyone else.
Yeah. Do you know how hard it is making fucking cookies? Ronnie does. Ronnie fucking knows. And so everyone starts yelling over each other, making it about themselves. And Danielle's just going, time out, time out. And then Kyle storms out. And Danielle's like, but wait. I was like, Danielle, you were the one starting a fight with Danielle and between Amanda and Kyle 2 weeks ago. So stop acting like you're the peacemaker here too. Okay? All of you just shut the fuck up. Also, thank you for a great show. Yeah. Really loved it. Really? I was cracking up at this show.
So good. And that's the end of the episode. So everyone,
brings
us to the end. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see hopefully a bunch of you guys tonight and all week long. And then that's it for our tour. So sad. So go to watchacrappin.com to get those tickets, and we'll see you at the show. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shardell.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser is Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills. Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She leaves us in stitches. It's Catherine Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.